This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lopez, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is again drawing heat from some city council members over another controversial public safety decision. My colleague Michael Puente reports many council members opposed Johnson for eliminating the gunshot detection technology, ShotSpotter, and now Johnson is nixing a plan to turn a vacant National Guard armory near Midway into a new police station. 23rd Ward Alderperson Silvana Tabarez says the southwest side area is densely populated. It needs more police.
We have here a solution to a problem, but Mayor Brandon Johnson is refusing to act. When you refuse to act, you become part of the problem.
The mayor's office contends he is not opposed to the plan, but FAA restrictions won't allow a police station so close to the airport. September is Hunger Action Month, and a new report from the Greater Chicago Food Depository says one in five area households with children have experienced food insecurity in the past few months. The depository's Jim Conwell tells WBEZ's Reset the nonprofit's meal and grocery programs distributed more food in the last fiscal year than it has in its 45-year history.
We're spending more money on food and all the resources we need to get it out to the community. We're fortunate to have the support of tens of thousands of donors and volunteers and advocates to make this work, but it feels like we're always trying to do more and more and more.
To put the Chicago area on the right path, Conwell says federal assistance programs like SNAP need to be expanded and made accessible to more diverse demographics, like students and working families. Angel Reese is looking ahead to next season after a disappointing end to her rookie year. The Chicago Sky star says she went through a slump after the Olympic break and struggled to make her shots. Reese says she's focused on everything from nutrition to footwork in the offseason.
I think I'm pretty strong. I want to get a little stronger, obviously, too. I think I did a good job this year being able to battle, but being able to just to continue to grow and being able to get stronger. And just continuing just to extend my game out.
Reese continues to recover from a wrist injury that took her out of the team's final games for the season. She says she continues to work out and hopes to get her cast off next month and then get started on physical therapy. And the White Sox remain tied with the 1962 New York Mets for the modern major league record of 120 losses in one season. The White Sox have five games left. They could set a record no team wants. The Sox are playing the Angels tonight and tomorrow and then head to Detroit for a three-game series there. Weather, sunny skies, a high in the low 70s, clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s, and sunshine on Thursday, high again in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.